Hello and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, a very quick Masters edition. Let me just say that I've done the same amount of work into the picks that I would always do. What I haven't been able to do is come up with some nice production on YouTube and things time-wise, owing to Sam's brother dying, passing away, and funeral prep and that for that. Funeral has now been scheduled for my birthday. Couldn't make this shit up. And unfortunately, the dog collapsed again at the weekend on Saturday evening. And I've been dealing with that, and she's got to go and see a neurologist, a dog neurologist tomorrow, because it might be something in the brain. So that's just been all a bit traumatic as my woes continue, but in 2 weeks' time they will be sorted. But let's get on with it. So the club championship returns for another year, and it's getting to the stage now. Is there genuinely a duller tournament to watch? And I don't say that with any form of joking. We haven't had a decent Masters since Tiger in 2019 when Molinari fell to pieces. And people are still looking for Molinari now. DJ strolled to victory in the November 2020 edition. Matsuyama bored his way to victory in 2021. Scheffler stuffed them all in 2022. And Rahm had it in the bag by the back nine again last year. It is boring. It's been pointless, boring rubbish. And you can kid yourselves that it's fantastic and great because you're looking at pretty flowers. It's dull as dishwater. We're looking at a golf course in a garden centre where people get all excited over some azaleas. But the players are hitting 7 and 8 irons into what were great risk and reward par fives when it was a proper tournament. It is now nothing more than a boring old club championship. And this year it could be equally boring. It is the most predictable major of the year, and rarely has it been so simple. It is as simple as this. If Scheffler putts well, he wins. He is currently streets ahead of anybody. He's putting up Tiger-like numbers without any Tiger-like opposition, where Tiger had a Mickelson, Duval. His only true opposition is himself and his flat stick. This week it may also be the fact that his wife is expecting soon, but I think even the baby will wait till dad has put a second green jacket on. Last year he had the pressure of defending. He hasn't got that this year. He really could stroll to victory here, and 6.0 could look silly come Sunday. He missed a 5-foot putt to win his third tournament in a row a couple of weeks back. If he made that, he'd have probably gone off. If he made that and won that tournament, he'd have probably gone off four. He missed it to get in a playoff, rather. But if he made that kind of playoff and won it, he'd probably be going off four. He has to be in your bet somewhere, even if just as a cover. As I say, the course knowledge in Brett is the easiest major to bet in. They know the course, hence no rookies won here since Zella in 79. Your player's got to hit it long, 280 yards plus. They've got to have a high ball flight, preferably. It's a very difficult tournament to defend, so it makes it hard for Rahm, and we'll get to him in a minute. And good par 5 scoring is a must. This year, with Rahm going to live, he's going to add more of the what is becoming equally as boring as this tournament, the LIV PGA Tour debate, as golf continues to eat itself alive. And I only have one view on it now, having it sort of been around for a couple of years now, is when you have hundreds of millions in the bank, applying 54 holes with no cut against mostly has-beens in shorts to the sound of I Want to Break Free blaring around the golf course, you're just not as sharp as someone who is competing for 72 holes with a cut against the likes of Scottie Scheffler. I cannot see Rahm defending. I wouldn't personally be touching him with a barge pole this week. If he starts badly, the press narrative in the press conferences will turn to, has LIV affected your competitiveness, and he will get the hump. I just can't see it. And he's a great golfer, Rahm. You know, this time last year, he was top form going into this. You know, he'd won on the PGA Tour two or three times. I just cannot see it this week. And while we're on about Rahm, has anyone seen DJ or Cam Smith since they joined LIV? Next in the betting is McIlroy. McIlroy will never win a Masters. I've always said it and I stick by it. He won't. He will probably backdoor a top five finish on Sunday. Schauffele, Xander, a few people fancying him this week. I couldn't back him with your money. If he hits the front lane, he'll shit himself if he thinks he can win it. Probably another who will backdoor a top 5, top 10 finish Sunday with a 66 like Rory. Matsuyama next. he is a big, big player for me, slowly grinding into form. He was absolutely awesome when he won here. That's what made it so boring. He was just so good. His game is back on song. He's trending in form. I think he's a good bet at 22, Matsuyama this week. So Matsuyama at 22, 5.6 for top 5, 3.1 for top 10. I think all those are plays this week. Matsuyama, I expect him to be up there. Koepka, I was quite keen on Koepka up until a few weeks ago. I just thought his price was a bit big. He's changed his putter since. When I look at last year, he did disappear. You know, he started awesomely. He did disappear a bit. Then the last two rounds, he'd been paired with Brian Harman, which will drive him nuts just watching Brian Harman waggle his way around the golf course. I'll be honest, I'm now questioning again sort of the live thing. I'm questioning whether the major man is any longer that. You know, he sort of had that Faldo-esque bit about him. I'm not so sure. Is it there now? His form this year has not been great on live so far. Well, I would say if one of the live boys is going to turn up, this is who it will be for me. It will be this boy. But I'm not as keen on him now as I was a few weeks ago. You know, but it wouldn't. You know, it's one of those. Do I want to bet him? No, not really. But I'd be annoyed if he won it and I hadn't. And I, he wouldn't surprise me if he's up there. Spieth, I love him. He may win, but I just cannot back a guy who you don't know whether he's going to make a 1 or an 8 on any hole. Great to watch. Great if he's up there. It's great for the tournament. He's, you know, there's very few characters in sport, but he is one you want to watch. But yeah, I just can't. I can't put my money on a guy, as I say, who may make a 1, he may make an 8. You just have no idea where it's going. Neiman, again, another one who's gone to live, and a few are wanking themselves off over this guy. Not for me this week. I'll be amazed if he wins it, I'll be honest. Oberg, another one that people fancy. Good player, this lad. I like him, but I just think let's see him get some PGA Tour wins before I start putting him in the category of Masters winners. DeChambles, if he wins, I'll get a job. Fitzpatrick, no. Maybe a top 10. Wyndham Clark, this is the one for me that is a massive price. I've got two that I really like. But I like Matsuyama. Wyndham Clark, huge price, 46. Has the game suits. He's won this year at Pebble. Would have won more. He's finished runner-up twice. And the only reason he didn't win was because Scheffler was in the field. They finished 1 and 2, 2 weeks running. You know, around places like Bay Hill, good golf courses. I think it's the daftest price of the week for me, no matter where he finishes. This guy is a major champion, you know, recent major champion, US Open, current major champion, US Open winner, in form, unlike most of these around him. Wyndham Clark, 46, 9.6 top 5, 5.0 top 10. Get on. Hovland, love him. Probably worth a small bet of 50 because it's probably a little bit too big. And I think he may go okay this week, but his form hasn't been showing that of somebody who could win this. But again, sort of a bit Koepka like. If he did, I'd be disappointed, and he will trade. If he starts Hovland, and he can be a very good par 5 player, if he starts okay, I could see him having a say in this. Finau, I'll pass. Maybe another one who might make a top 10. Zalatoris at 55, I think you have to bet. He can putt like a broken windmill, but tee to green, especially his approach play, very, very good. You know, he's got a pedigree of playing well in majors. It's going to be one of these things. I'd expect a trade on this price, but it will be a trade or a miscut, simple as that. He will either give you an opportunity to make some money or you won't see him for dust. I can't see middle ground. One, again, that has to be bet, Lowry, 55, same price. Playing well. He's got a great record here. He's had a third here. He's got numerous top 16s. And he's one I really like this week. You know, he just needs to keep his own head. Another one he can beat himself at times, gets a bit frustrated. And I sometimes wonder whether he plays to that image he's got. But he, you know, he's won a major. When he won it in style. Fantastic short game, which you need round here if you start missing greens. I just think 55's too big. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant player, Shane Lowry. Fantastic golfer. Probably should have won more, but he's one that I see him up there. And he's 12.5 for the top 5, 5.9 top 10. So get Lowry on your card. Cantlay, I think he's just walking around wishing he went to live and took 200 million. Fleetwood, few people like him. He may go well this week. I just have a big squiggle. I like Tommy Fleetwood, but I have a big squiggle against him in the US. He's another one. He's getting a bit Westwood-like for me. Whenever he's got a chance to win something big, everything starts to disappear. He stops holding putts, stops it in greens. I'd like to see him win before I got involved. So, not for me, Tommy. But I think he'll be up there and about because he's a good, solid player, but I just don't think he's a winner. And this is the one for me that has to be bet, Cam Young. This is one that has to be bet. And people say he's a bottle job. He won't. He's not a bottle job. This guy will win soon, and it could well be here. He is reminding me of Scheffler. Scheffler went a period where he just had runner-up spots, couldn't win, and then he won in Phoenix and took off. And that's what I think is going to happen with this guy. He's got a fantastic game. The par fives are made for him here, playing really well. You know, sometimes he has beat himself, but mostly he's just run into one player playing too well, Cam Smith at the Open. At 60.0, I just think it's ridiculous for a guy who's got the game for here. He can putt well, smashes it long, great high ball flight, fantastic par five player. 60 winner, 12 top 5, 5.7 top 10. I would also have a small tickle on Thagala at 60 as trade potential. And if you want to know the true effect of LIV Golf, just look at the prices. Cam Smith is 60. You know, 18 months ago he won the Open. Or, you know, 19 months ago, whatever it is. Cam Smith is 60, DJ is 65. That tells you what it does to the players. I want to break free. Yeah, I think that's what they sing to get out of it. Tiger doesn't make the cut. Justin Thomas is a busted flush. If you want your flyers, Siwoo Kim, his current form is too good for him to be 85. Homer is too big at 100. And Corey Connors, ditto 100, too big. So my main plays pre-event now are Matsuyama, Wyndham Clark, a little bit on Zalatoris, Lowry and Cameron Young, Flyers, Siwoo Kim, Homer and Connors. And you have to have Scheffler in there somewhere as either cover for your stakes or a bet to trade. The one thing I will guarantee you with Scottie Scheffler, you will get a run for your money, whatever. You will be able to get out at some stage. Because I just cannot see a Masters 2024 without Scottie Scheffler's name at the top or within the top three on the leaderboard. And if he's there with the way he's playing, he will have a go at winning it and his price will contract. So that is my thoughts on the 2024 Augusta National Club Championship. I hope you enjoy it.